brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 29th day of October, 2010. We are now into hour number two. I want to look at the elections across the country. A lot of them are very close, and that's where you're seeing the election fraud, no doubt in Kentucky to try to beat Rand Paul, no doubt in Nevada with Sharon Engel, on average about 5 points ahead of Harry Reid, but clear evidence of election fraud there, election fraud in New York, Illinois. Also, I heard Ed Schultz on XM with his TV show yesterday, driving home, literally fear-mongering about how the American people who support the Tea Party are brown-shirted Nazis who are beating people up nationwide. There have been a few scuffles, a woman in a wig running up to Rand Paul trying to throw stuff in his car. One guy puts his foot on her to hold her down. Meanwhile, we forget that MoveOn.org person cut a person's finger off. I mean, there's just countless videos of them beating people up, the big union thugs beating people up in the last year. I'd say it's 5-1 just from what I've seen. We've written articles with just hundreds of links to the violence and thugs beating people up and the police doing nothing. Meanwhile, the Democrats are playing the part of poor victims who've been attacked. But then we got a new video from We Are Change New York, the head chapter. And we heard about this a few weeks ago when it happened, but they've now released the video. And the cops did arrest one of John Stewart's head writers. They politely asked him questions. They went up to him during a book signing at a Barnes & Noble and said, Mr. Stewart, why do you make fun of 9/11 truth? And he's, you know, why are you with Glenn Beck on that? And he said, oh, because I think Al-Qaeda did 9/11. And he said, okay, thank you. Well, they went outside, and they were out there handing out literature on a city street, and his guys came out, got in their face, screamed, cussed at him. We can't play it on air. There's so much cussing. It'd be unintelligible. There's so many cuss words we'd have to cut out. You can watch the video unedited up there. And they broke one camera, attacked him, punched a guy in the face, was being very polite to him, saying, please don't spit in my face. Please don't scream at me. And the guy just punches him. And they did arrest him. So you know, that's pretty big news. While Ed Schultz running around saying, they're brown shirts. The Nazis are here. No. The Nazism is the naked body scanners. But also the big economic news. As we told you, they're now announcing the global digital currency. Christian Science Monitor is hard currency on its way out, introducing the new virtual world currency. We're going to talk about all of that. We're about to go to break, but I wanted to bring Bob Chapman up. He always joins us once a week, and he's on with us from the International Forecaster. In the 2 minutes we got left for the break, what do you think of this election time fear-mongering that they're now admitting basically was nothing? It was a printer cartridge that scared them, shutting down all these flights and things, Bob.
It's just another piece of misdirection to get people all riled up. I think they better address the fact that the president isn't even going to be in the country in a major election. 800 people going with him. What is it, 80 planes they've got? The whole thing's crazy.
Yeah, tell folks about that trip.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing over there, but it looks like to me that they've taken all of their friends on vacation, and you and I get to pay for it. I mean, it's incredible.
Remember how Bush was on vacation for a month before 9/11?
Right. That's correct. That's correct. You're right.
So why is the emperor? Why is the emperor going on this out-of-country trip?
Well, it could be that they get something planned, but I don't have any proof of it, and so that's a possibility. But I think you have to understand the source, the players involved, him and his wife, and those that surround him. I think it's just a fun package. You know, he's not going to be there in 2 years. He may as well have a good time, he figures, and everybody's leaving him.
You know, that's another big issue. When the Republicans win the House, probably the Senate, will everybody go back to sleep about banker bailouts and police state and all the corruption, or will people continue to be angry? I think they will, because we're in a depression. Bob Chapman, let's talk about that. Let's get into the election, the economy, and then take phone calls and a lot more straight ahead. It's Friday with Bob Chapman. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman's with us to cover the election, the economy, and a lot more in this hour. Then we have a guest joining us from Australia with key 9/11 truth information and the demonization campaign going on over there and worldwide. I guess anybody that points out the giant trillion-ton elephant sitting on top of us. Bob Chapman, you just joined us. We were getting into the election. I'm really concerned about election fraud. I mean, it's all over the news that voting machines are going for the Democrats in key Senate and House races, that people aren't allowed to vote for the Republican or the Tea Party or the Libertarian candidates. Many of the military people never got their ballots, though for 2 months, this has been pointed out, or the ballots that they did get have not been shipped back or have disappeared. We are really seeing desperate activity here that is going on, and you know that's the issue. Bush used these machines for fraud in Ohio and other places and got caught. And then Republicans are like, oh, there's no problem with the machines, and now the Democrats are using them. You know, the issue is whoever's in power is going to use these. We need to get rid of them. And there's a big move to do that. Some counties and states are moving in that right direction. Bob, breaking down, watching this election and the fact that they pulled out all the stops against Rand Paul with this woman charging through security, trying to throw a sign, you know, in his window, and the media not showing this, you know, the start of the video. I mean, the good news is it's actually driven his his poll numbers up. Meanwhile, it's starting to come out in mainstream news, thanks to our listeners getting the word out and others, that Jack Conway was obstructing justice with his brother in a narcotics investigation of his brother. Give us your take on that, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think these are the kind of things that would be expected. And if you go back in history, you will see back the last 150 years at least, that in the United States and many, many other countries, people have done all sorts of desperate things to get elected because it's like a honeypot. They steal from it. And so you're going to see desperate people do desperate things, and that's what's happening. The tidal wave is going to be overwhelming. How much or how badly will be affected by cheating through the machines, I don't know. I just know it's there. The only way to solve it is go back to, you know, doing the way they used to before with paper ballot. And hopefully all and or most will do that. And yes, we're going to get somewhat injured. But I think overall, the people realize that. And I think what we're seeing, particularly in the House races, is, you know, 50 seats. That's enormous. And so, and I assume that almost all of them are Democrats. That's some great gains. And I think the American people, the constituency, can get those who are new in Congress to listen before Wall Street and banking pays them off or attempts to do so. And, I think we've got some great chances here.
The numbers I've got from the sources that have been accurate in the past is 50 House seats in the House. The Republicans take it with a nice majority, and 9 to 10 Senate seats. That's what all the polls show, unless there's election fraud, and we know that's going on. What's your breakdown on that, Bob?
It's just too hard to say. I mean, I just can't. I don't know. I know they're going to try to do what they're going to try to do, but I don't know how effective they will be. If they've got the packages that the Bush people have, they might be very effective, especially as in the close races. I saw that happen in the election in Mexico 5 years ago. There was no question that it was rigged. And who was down there doing that? The Bush people. And so do the Democrats have the same kind of abilities that the neocons had? I don't know.
What do you expect the Republicans to do? I mean, if you look at the different people that are running, I'd say more than half of them are some of the more patriotic type people, not of a Rand Paul or Ron Paul caliber, but certainly better than the mainline neocon Republicans. How do you see a repeat of 94 with the inside neocons, and we've now got internal memos on this, trying to dominate and suppress the more patriotic arm of the Republican Party that's about to get a lot stronger in Congress? That's A. And then B, do you expect to see people kind of go to sleep now if the Republicans win the House and Senate and think everything's okay because our team won?
Well, first of all, the neocons lost their credibility. And, yes, they're going to be players, but they're not going to be able to run over the good people that are now being elected new into the House and Senate. I do not think they'll be successful. It's just like Gingrich running around, and he purportedly is going to run for the president in 2012. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, if he was in a dog show, he couldn't win. And they just burned their bridges, those kinds of people. Look, you know, there was a lot very bad with the 8 years that we spent under Junior Bush, we'll call him. And people don't want to go back to that. And after these people get elected, the people out there in the streets, they're going to write and they're going to email to the new people in Congress. They're going to tell them, look, we want you to get rid of this medical plan. We want you to revisit and make changes in the financial reform. We do not want a 1% transaction tax. We do not want a Federal Reserve, nor do we want quantitative easing from them, because they're just making the problem worse. And on, there's many, many things they can tackle. And these are the things that the current administration is going to, are going to try to pass between the end of the congressional election next week and when the session ends. And one of them is an attempt, I think, will happen to pass legislation for the government to commandeer retirement plans. I don't know whether it's going to be successful, and quite frankly, I don't think it will, but they're going to try.
Well, that's the point. They're openly announcing through the different presidential commissions and the Democrats in Congress that they do want to, quote, take over the even private pension plans to, quote, protect them, but then slap a tax on them.
Well, the tax is 5% if passed the way it stands on every worker, and that money is supposed to go into Social Security. So what they're saying, in essence, we want to increase Social Security taxes by 5%. You know, and that money will go into the general fund when, in fact, they'll squander it on some union plan or something. And what's very, very difficult about this snatching of $6 trillion worth of retirement plans is that there are a lot of corporations that are for it, as well as the labor unions, because they're all underfunded. I mean, even the S&P 500 companies are about 73% funded, which is not bad, but it's not good either.
So they need to pump up the Ponzi scheme because so many of the companies invested in derivatives.
That's right. They lost gazillions of dollars. And, you know, they were all involved in the CDOs as well, the collateralized debt obligations, which are the bonds that hold the mortgages. They had lots of them. And they got a lot of real estate that they can't get rid of, that they're buried in, particularly the labor unions, but some of the corporations as well. But the main thing is it's underfunded. They had never any intention of funding. I don't know what the average is for labor unions, but if I would have guessed, I'd say 50% at best. So that's why they want that kind of legislation. They want an extra 5% tax pouring into the general fund so they can squander it.
Let me bring up another issue that ties into the election, but obviously this lame duck is one of the biggest issues we're facing, not just repealing stuff, but stopping them from passing even more draconian globalist agenda-linked garbage. Rand Paul has surged ahead of Conway despite the stomp smear and that whole contrived manufactured story, and the same thing with Sharon Angle. Clearly, the mainstream media is out of bullets. The mainstream corporate media is imploding. Their ratings, their advertising, their trust meters in major polls are the lowest it's ever been, according to Gallup and others. And you know, that's what I told 4 or 5 months ago. I told Politico and Salon and others that quoted me that if they really wanted to hurt Rand Paul, they would endorse him. But by attacking him and lying about him and demonizing him, people then go to him in droves, and I still think they're so hubris-filled, they haven't completely figured that out yet, and that's good, because as soon as they figure it out, you know, then they'll be a harder enemy to beat. But, I mean, Bob, the hubris of them putting out all this cartoonish lies, it's literally the emperor has no clothes, but they don't understand that.
You know, I think they've, for many, many years, believing that the media would be able to control the public through propagandization. They figured, you know, most of the job was done for them. What's happened in the last couple of years, actually before that, probably 3 to 4 years back, is that people are forcing themselves to get a grasp on what's going on with their government, not only at the national, but all levels. And they're disgusted. They see that when there is quantitative easing plans, in other words, the creation of money and credit. Where does it go? It all goes to Wall Street and banking, insurance companies, transnational conglomerates. None of it comes down to the people. The
Bob,
unemployment.
Bob, we got to go to break. Stay there and complete that important thought, because I have some things I want to add as well. But the awakening has happened. People couldn't believe it was as bad as we said. Now they're finding out it's that bad and then some. We'll break that down and where you see this going. Then we'll get into the economy and your phone calls.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
How beautiful. We're back live. This just in, and I said an hour ago this would be the case. Not hard to know. More hysteria. Ink cartridge tested negative for explosive material. This is what caused the shutdown of planes and airports and SWAT teams chasing after UPS trucks. An ink cartridge in England. Bob Chapman is our guest. I got some video we've never shown of TSA putting people through body scanners and then patting them down afterwards. I'm going to take a few phone calls later in the hour for Bob Chapman on the economy or the election. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Bob, finishing up your point about the permanent sustained awakening. Brzezinski agrees with that. That people are awake, they're aware of the global corporate structure that controls our politicians. As Ron Paul has said, once you get past the puppets and identify the Federal Reserve and the global cartel, it's only a matter of time till they fall because people are now identifying the corrupt power structure, not the bait and switch of the two parties. Bob Chapman.
Well, you're absolutely right. And they see the 22.75% unemployment. They're not befuddled and fooled by U3, which is 9.5 or whatever it is percent. They understand and they're forcing themselves to learn. And we've talked about this in this program before. And why is that? Because 15 years we've been hammering away on talk radio and on the internet and it's working. The public has become involved and is very concerned in all countries about their future. And so they're listening and they're learning and they're opening their minds up. And you and I and others are being invited to appear on radio and television and in print throughout the world. That never happened before. And so, yes, people are getting educated. Not all of them and not all of them ever will. And we can't hope for that. We need a strong backbone in America and in other countries as well to be able to carry forward the truth. And this is what Mr. Brzezinski and all of his ilk, the elitists, this is what they're terrified of. And they are terrified.
Well, they are terrified, Bob. And 60 Minutes, I'm sure you saw it. Last Sunday did a special and said California is 22%+ unemployment nationally. They said 17.6. In fact, pull up that actual number for me. The headline, 60 Minutes, unemployment 17 nationally, 22 in California. But we know California is more than 30, and the national is above 22%, Bob.
Now, that's correct. And it's, in fact, it clicked up last month, and I'm looking for another click up over the next 6 months because the money that's been already being shoved into the system started in June through the bond market. And the Federal Reserve didn't tell you about that, and they're not going to tell you about that because everything they do is a big secret. The only thing that you hear at these meetings that they have is that, yes, this is what we're going to do when, in fact, they just slough over it. They're doing all sorts of other things. So the money that they are going to inject, and I predicted on this program in early July, it was $2.5 plus $2.5 trillion for the next year, 2 years. That's $5 trillion in 2 years. And that's what they're going to pour in. But it's going to go through the same spigots it went before. It's not going to get down to the people. And between now and next June, unemployment will move up to 25%.
But the issue here that I want you to speak to briefly before we go to break and come back with more on the economy and the key intel that's now being admitted about the world global government currency that they've been trying to deny for 2 years that it's been above 22% nationwide. Why would 60 Minutes now come out and admit at least a partial truth, 17-plus nationwide, 22-plus California? I mean, that's still a whitewash, but it shows they're unable to just lie about everything. They've lost all credibility telling us it's 9.6%. That shows that they are falling apart.
It shows that they're under extreme pressure, and it's working on them. And that figure is 17.1%.
So they're claiming 17.1 nationwide and 22.1 in California?
I don't know that figure.
Yeah, I don't have it
but
in front of me.
And it's not realistic. The real figure is over 30%, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, but I'm going to pull up the CBS headline just to make sure. I mean, I know it's 22-plus and 17-plus, but we'll get the numbers straight ahead on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Choose a side. The great battle for liberty is on. Our planet is littered with the wreckage of dead empires and countries that have fallen to corruption. We don't want to go into this dark age of neo-feudalistic technocratic fascism. We want to reignite the flames of liberty worldwide and bring the globalists to their knees. Crank this up!
You take my life, but I'll take yours too! You buy a musket, but I'll run you through! So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back!
We are live. It is Friday, October 29th, 2010. Can you believe that this year, 2010, is almost gone? Then it'll be 2011, 2012, and beyond. And we're going in, through, and beyond as we all spin through the galaxy and through the universe on this tiny planet orbiting that little sun. Life is so magical, so incredible. Every day is a blessing. every bit of liberty we have is because our ancestors fought and scraped and battled for it. And now, that decision is before us once again. Will our ancestors, looking down on us from Valhalla, from heaven, be pleased with what we've done? Will our progeny, our future grandchildren and their grandchildren, will they remember us as people that rose to the challenge against tyranny or succumb to total dehumanization? We can roll back the corruption. We can roll back the police state. We can take back our republic. But that is up to you. If you want to know where the solution lies, look in the mirror. All right. Going back to Bob Chapman, then Michael, Bill, Chris, Brad, Trevor, and others. We'll get to your calls before Bob leaves us. I haven't even gotten to the big economic news yet, but we are about to cover it in detail. First, I want to tell you about a few of the great sponsors that made today's radio transmission possible. One of them is the amazing atmospheric water generator. It looks like a water cooler, a high-tech R2-D2 without a water bottle on its head. It grabs over 7 gallons a day of crystal clear water, runs it through 7 filters in their most inexpensive unit, their next up unit, 12 filters. It's kind of overkill, but whatever. Point is, it's awesome stuff. Great, super high quality. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or give them a call for a free information package. Got a lot of specials running right now, 800-691-6043. And they've got free shipping if you get your order in by November 1st. Free shipping. That is a $87 discount on average to ship these babies. And they've got a lot of other specials going on. They got layaway plans. Ecolablue.com or 800-691-6043. The purest, cleanest drinking water, period. Ecolablue.com. And one other great sponsor that's got systems to bury your guns safely, that's got safe houses, safe rooms, bunkers, Prepared.pro, P-R-E-P-A-R-E-D, pro, Prepared.pro. It's SafeCastle LLC, wonderful sponsor. These folks have been in the readiness business for 10 years. They're fond of saying they're in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need and more to be ready for what's coming down the pike. Survival gear, supplies, and even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms, prepared.pro, or banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I want to get to phone calls here with Bob Chapman today. But, Bob, obviously, here's the big news on the economic front. I want to get your take on this and anything else you think's absolutely key. Then we'll briefly look at gold and then go to phone calls. You're with us till 5 after next hour, and we have a guest joining us from Australia. This is out of the Christian Science Monitor. And this doesn't tell Bob Chapman anything he didn't know. It doesn't tell our listeners anything they didn't know. But the fact that it's being announced, every few days I see similar articles to this, lets you know that we're now entering that system where they implode the globe's currencies with coordinated devaluation, open G20 policy now for 18 months. It was already their policy secretly for a decade, but publicly announced that inflation, that's the New York Times headline, inflation, Bernanke says, will fix the debt. Yeah, that's like if one leg's chopped off, chopping off the other and shooting yourself 5 times in the head will fix it. No, it will not fix it. We know the plan. People keep saying, where's the global currency, Alex? Where's the global currency? Well, we told you. That's why I've always talked about this Amero stuff. That was one plan, but not the plan that they green-lighted. They've always, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, UN, RAND Corporation, discussed them all. But the main plan they've always been preparing that is a bypass of everything right to the finish line. I'm going to do this very simply here for people that don't understand this. They already have a regional Asian currency where they try to unify their prices through the Asian Union. They have the European Union that's openly unified their currency. And then they already have dollarization for Canada, Mexico, and much of Latin America and the Caribbean and areas of the Pacific. But that's halved up between the Asian cartel and the Anglo-American cartel. What they're doing is with SDRs, the IMF and World Bank start global VAT taxes they get governments to pass to then pay in to back it up. Global carbon taxes, travel taxes, and a raft of other taxes that are fed into it. That supposedly then gives it limited fractional reserve backing. They're already in the trillions every year trading SDRs. They're already denominating foreign shipments under the USPS Postal Service under SDRs. It's 1.5 SDRs for every dollar. 1.3 SDRs for every euro. And we already have the global currency. Then they just have to get all the countries to agree that their currencies will be governed by this group. They'll control the interest rates. This basically gives the private Federal Reserve cartel global control over the whole system. And here's the Christian Science Monitor. So you'll still have your dollar, you'll still have your euro, your yuan, your yen, but it is set by the G20 and the private IMF, World Bank, XM, International Bank of Settlements cartel. Now, that's Alex Jones telling you that for 15 years. Bob Chapman for 40 plus. We knew by the 70s the exact plan. This is all directly trilateral commission from 1975-76. Is hard currency on its way out? Introducing the new virtual world currency. I'll give you a document cam shot of this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The new virtual world currency is an index of the world's 15 largest economies, weighed by their gross domestic product, adjusted for purchasing power parity. So that's the new SDR global index. And they go on to say, when discussing reserve currency alternatives to the U.S. dollar, conversion almost inevitably returns the International Monetary Fund's systemic reserve asset, or the special drawing right, SDR. And then they go on here to announce exactly what we told you they would do, but now they've got to further destroy the currencies to do that, so they're going to run them up and devalue them. The bankers keep that money when it has limited value, but they get first come, first serve, so they get the purchasing power. They pass on to you the devaluation, and you've got to pay it back to them in taxes, so they get you coming and going. Bob Chapman, tell us how big it is to have them openly announcing this now.
Well, it's a very big thing, and it was preceded here about a year ago by another minor announcement, and some of the major countries buying SDRs. And the reason for that was for funding purposes. And as you know, the IMF has been a seller of gold, although I don't think they've sold as much as they say that they have, because I think some of that gold was sold previously, and it was a short covering operation which India handled. And some of these nations that are supposedly buying gold, I don't think they got the money to buy it in the first place, so I think some of them are bogus transactions. And I noticed they weren't selling any to Russia, and every time they sold gold into the market, which they said they wouldn't do, and the reason was to suppress the price, the Russians were there buying it all every single time they went in. And so the Russians know what's up. And they're not going to get their global currency to any further level than an international trade. It'll never go further than that. And one of the reasons why is they don't want to put a basis on that currency, the SDR or the Bancor. They don't want to put a backing on that currency. And that's why it'll never work. You've got to have gold or gold and silver backing. And if you don't, it's not going to work. It's the temptation for politicians worldwide is so great when you have a currency of any kind that has no backing, at which the backing acts as a suppressor on the currency so that those who are running the currency, central bank or government, whatever it is, it doesn't allow them to create more and more and more currency. And so they don't want that. And that's why they'll not work. And I don't think we'll get to a digital currency. There's going to be a lot of uproar of all kinds worldwide that's going to be caused by the fact that we continue to make predictions that come true, and we continue to tell more people every day what's going on, and we are going to stop them.
Now, again, just to finish up what their plan is, whether they can get it done or not, is that then you still have some paper currency controlled globally, but most transactions are digital based in SDRs, and you must thumbprint or face scan as part of the new VAT or global sales tax to apportion that, because under $50,000 a year, you're going to, quote, be exempt. What do you make of silver subject to price manipulation? And there's now been this came out 2 days ago, a lawsuit and criminal investigations of major banks engaged in silver suppression.
Well, first of all, the CFTC didn't want to carry it forward. That is the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, and they're an arm of the U.S. government, and they've been trying to put it off and put it off. Finally, 2 days ago, when the lawsuit came. Now, I said that there was a lawsuit, and I said in May. I said, but I'm not going to say anything more about it because I don't want to disrupt what's going on at the law firm. And I have a whole bunch of information in Saturday's publication, which is tomorrow in the International Forecaster, tells you how to join the lawsuit in the name of the attorney and the phone number. Everything's there. And it's important because everybody who owns silver coins, silver bullion, mining stocks that have silver, contracts, derivatives, futures contracts, the silver ETF, every one of you can sue.
Because you have standing and, because you were ripped off by these people.
That's right. You have standing. Something that the previous lawsuit, they wouldn't allow to go forward several years ago because they said there was no standing, which was not true, but that's not the point.
Now, the word is, Bob, briefly, because I need to get the calls here and a brief pop in from Ted, or maybe I'll hold you over a little bit. We've got a guest from Australia coming up. Bob, this is connected to GATA, isn't it, and their inside sources?
Yes, it is. But I've been in that for, 40 years more than GATA has. And I've been tracking these people. And it's happening. What's going to happen? I think Hong Kong Shanghai Bank could go under. And they have a lot of other problems besides this. And I think J.P. Morgan Chase could be taken to the edge. I think what they're going to use as an excuse is that we were acting in the behalf of the U.S. government.
Well, you've been saying that for years. You said lawsuits would come, and then they would say where we were acting under orders.
And that's okay. Let them do that. But you see, the game for them is over. They can't continue to do that because everybody in the world is going to know that they're rigging it, and they're going to know that all of the talk that's gone out about rigging the stock market is now true.
All right.
There's going to be a hue and cry from people, particularly in the United States, that this has got to stop.
Now, Bob, we're almost out of time because I've got to come back and take calls for two short segments, but I want you to be able to continue on this. But we've only got 3 minutes before break, and I wanted to bring Ted Anderson in and give people a gold pitch at incredibly good prices to start protecting themselves. Gold is racing back up. Where do you see gold in the near future, Bob?
I see it much higher. Please to take advantage of Ted's offerings. And I feel tragically awful about all of these people who said gold were going to go down, and now it's going flying right back up again. My heart goes out to you.
Yeah, it's all part of the system trying to spook people away from it, but there's overall currency devaluation. That's going to reflect commodities going up, mainly gold and silver. Ted Anderson, good to have you here. Give us your take on this announcement of the global currency in all these mainstream publications, and tell us today's gold and silver offers.
Well, the one that bothers me the most, Alex, is that Bloomberg article that they posted. It says gold will outlive the dollar once the slaughter comes. It's by John Hathaway. And this, just the first chapter, real quick. It says the world's monetary system is in the process of melting down. We have entered into the end game. They must be listening to you. We have entered into the end game for the dollar as the denominated reserve currency, but most investors and policymakers are unaware of its implications. People have to read this article. They can call us for it. We'll mail it to you. But you ought to post it on the website. I mean, I can't believe that one came from Bloomberg. Yeah, gold is running up. Silver went up. Silver's at $24.62. Gold is up over $1,360.60. I mean, the market is just raging right back upward after this little manipulation that we had a couple of days ago. And I just can't say it enough. People really, really need to move into gold and silver, and they have to get away from the U.S. dollar. That's just the bottom line. I mean, the food and everything else, they need it too. But I just need to say, if you're sitting in dollar-denominated assets, man, you better wake up. I mean,
Ted, that's another point. We told people a year ago that they were going to run up the prices of food because the big central banks were manipulating it. Now that's all over the news. But there's the Bloomberg headline on screen for folks. I hadn't seen it. Gold will outlive dollar once slaughter comes. And they're saying the end game of the destruction of the dollar has begun. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't own gold and silver as an investment, though it's become a great one. I own it as an emergency backup to continue this operation, the meager amounts we have. But the poor man's gold is silver. It's pegged to gold going up. Ted, briefly, you've got a bunch of great deals, but you're running out of the gold you bought when it went down, the silver you bought. It's going to go up soon. Tell folks about today's offer.
Yeah, Walking Liberty halves at $11.77. They're almost at $14 a piece now, and my prices have to go up. The Creature from Jekyll Island, I had to raise that to $31 now just because the book costs went up there. People now, now with silver at $24.62, silver dollars are over $31 each just for the one. You know, and you get the book for free. I don't know. People need to know about the Fed. They need to know about Keynesianism because that's what's killing this economy.
Well, to be clear, they get the free 1995 book, or you buy the book and then you get the free silver dollar, and it's $31, folks. That is a great deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted's got great deals on gold fifth-ounce francs, quarter-ounce sovereigns, a lot of other great specials. But tell them it's the Alex Jones Radio Special to get the super loss leader smoking deals, or it'll be a little bit more. That's still a great price. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. 2237. What are some of the other coins, real fast, you've got at the special deal, Ted?
Well, the franc at 293, you get a full year's of the international forecaster. I mean, $20 liberties if you want the older 20s. They're at 1639. U.S. Eagles, Buffaloes, junk silver, whatever it is that you're in the market for, you better be moving now.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237 or minusresources.com. Thank you, Ted. We're back with your phone calls.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing ClipHanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. ClipHanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, ClipHanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, ClipHanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with ClipHanger. ClipHanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your ClipHanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing ClipHanger and the ClipHanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your ClipHanger today.
Phone call time. So I'm going to cover this right before we get to the next guest on at 8 after. The White House has put out a press release. It's up on the Drudge Report. I'm going to have Watson do a story on this, how Bush issued fake terror alerts and how Obama's doing it. Obama got the word from the British about a deadly printer cartridge that didn't have explosives in it, so he ordered the sweeps as part of pre-election fear-mongering. White House press release. It's just hidden in plain view. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? What's up, Bob?
Hey, buddy, what's up? What's going on?
Well, I was just thinking, like, how are they going to change the money to this FDR currency without letting us see what's in the reserve? Like, that's sort of something that they can't be so fast to do. Like,
well, they're already doing it with the Federal Reserve here.
The other thing is, you know, we have to uncover the corruption. It's basically like back from the voting scam in 2000, which allowed Bush to, you know, also scam his way in 2004 into another election. Like, we have to look at things like that, because it's not really, we get caught up and get upset at Bush or whatever, but he's just a puppet.
Well said, Michael. Let me get Bob Chapman's take on your point. Bob?
I agree. And I also agree that this package was just nothing but fear-mongering. And we've got to get the right people elected. Florida looks like it's on the right track with Rubino. And I mention that because you're from there. And I think that all the states have got to work very, very hard about getting themselves solvent. How they're going to do that, I don't know. But they're going to have to. Otherwise, they're going to have to lay off an awful lot of people. And so, but we're all pushing in the right direction. We're outraged, and if that's what it took to get people to listen to what Alex and others have to say, then that's fine. And I think it's going to end up very, very well in the future. You'll see.
Let's talk to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how you been?
Good, brother. What's up?
Well, a couple things, and then I do have a question for Bob. But first of all, we've got a House race here, 7th Congressional District. Dave Obey retired, all right, which was a surprise. But the Republicans are putting up what I believe is a neocon subversive, Sean Duffy, prosecutor from up north, Ashland County, Democratic area, never had any opposition. He's brought in Newt Gingrich, and you know what Newt has done on NAFTA, GATT, everything else.
Carbon taxes.
Carbon taxes, open borders. This weekend he's bringing in Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of the people here are buffaloed, but there is a candidate running as an independent. So if you're in the congressional district, 7th District in Wisconsin, go to GaryCawther.com.
Okay, we're almost out of time. What's your question for Bob?
Okay, my question for Bob is, Gerald Celente says we're going to have a collapse before the end of the year. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm sorry to inform you that I don't think so. And Gerald also said that gold was going to get down to 1250. And I'm sorry that he did, because that's not where it's headed. It's headed the other way. But, you know, we have to be very calm and very balanced in our approach to the information that we receive. And
Bob, stay there. We got to come back. But finish that point. We'll take a few more calls. But it depends on how you look at it. I mean, we're in a collapse right now with 22% unemployment.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.